This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The push continues for a countrywide minimum wage, but how low or high should it go? Some argue $9 an hour, others $15. The newest proposal, minimum $12 an hour from Patty Murray, the senator from Washington State. Tim Fitzsimmons has more on the genesis of these things.
In 2012, New York City fast food workers walked off the job and demanded a raise to $15 an hour. Then in 2013, President Obama called for a raise in his State of the Union.
To $9 an hour.
But then at next year's...
$10.10. It's easy to remember. 10-10.
Since then, Chicago and Seattle raised theirs all the way to $13 and $15 respectively, and that pushed us into the realm of the unknown.
The good news is we're going to learn more about how local labor markets adjust to somewhat higher minimum wages.
That's Aaron Dubay, an economics professor at UMass Amherst. He says economists will be watching Chicago and Seattle to see if workers are laid off or if companies move elsewhere, because it's never been raised so high. Senator Patty Murray's plan proposes a raise from $7.25 to $8 next year, then a buck more each year until it gets to $12 in 2020. Gary Bertless is an economist with the Brookings Institution.
Very large majorities of the public think that the current minimum wage is too low and we would be better off if we raised it.
Hiking the minimum wage plays well with voters, even if there's little chance Murray's proposal will pass in this Congress. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.